Most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Well, good morning. This is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and it's the day before Christmas. Have you noticed how, of course, television, our television programs isn't talking about Jesus Christ and his birth in Bethlehem? Basically, of course, because the media in America is tightly controlled by a group of people who have an intense hatred of Christianity and are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and to destroy Christianity. So it is that the entertainment at this time of the year doesn't talk about Christianity, doesn't talk about God. It emphasizes this is simply a holiday season, isn't it? Wonderful. Santa Claus giving gifts. But of course, nothing at all about Christianity, because there is a conspiracy against God today by the wicked people who control our media, who control our government, who control our political parties. But fortunately, the vast majority of the American people still have deep religious feelings. That's why this whole episode with Phil Robertson is so significant, because it reflects the fact that certainly whether you're pro or anti-homosexual, most people respect Phil Robertson because he professes his Christian beliefs, and we're looking for people who have the courage to do that. And I'm encouraged today, very much so, by the public response to the fact that A&E wanted to certainly restrict Phil Robertson and punish him for daring to say what it says in the Holy Scripture about homosexuality. Well, that is the background. Let's get to our special guest this morning, Brandy Dean, who has his own talk show, who has his own ministry, who travels across America talking to young people in schools and colleges about the background, certainly, of America, our Constitution, and the foundation of our society with a belief in God. Bradley, thank you so very much for being with us this morning.
Well, thank you for having me, Stan. I think it's rather interesting what's going on here with Mr. Robertson. If you look in Scripture, it says that the Lord has chosen the weak things of the world to confound that which is mighty, and God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise. And that's exactly what we're seeing happen today here. And I also think it's a great opportunity for the church in America to actually take ground, because what I see happening here is the Lord shedding light upon what's going on in their country again, how Christianity is under attack. And I think it's time for the church to stand up and say, you know what, enough is enough. If A&E doesn't want to promote the message, another network can come in and take the opportunity and shift gears a little bit and, you know, promulgate the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I think that's where we're at today. But what's going on with Robertson right now, I just praise God for the opportunity to see what's happening here and how people are responding. Is actually pretty encouraging for me.
As for me as well, I think that It simply reflects that the vast majority of the American people are solidly behind the Christian message. A&E, with their Doctrinus Free program, they had between 12 and 14 million people watching that program every week, the most widely watched program in America today. And it shows that people want something that's good and wholesome and honors God.
Correct. Amen. Well, I think what was interesting about it as well, Stan, is the fact that Mr. Robinson wasn't really asking for permission to say what he believes, and he had the right to do it, and he still has the right to do it. And I believe as long as they stand their ground, they're going to actually shake the corporations up to change their minds.
Well, I don't think they'll make them change their minds, because I think that they are part of the Brotherhood of Darkness, but they may be forced to back down on their effort to actually discriminate against Robinson or simply restrict his appearances. So basically, go right ahead.
But you know what's interesting about that as well, though, Stan? If you look at what Cracker Barrel did, they just came out and they, you know, they jumped on board with A&E and these bigger corporations to say no to God and yes to immorality. But when the American people stood up just yesterday, we can see that Cracker Barrel stood down and they apologized to the American people for actually offending them rather than offending the few. And when the American people realize that those that are offended are less than 1.6% of the population, I think then and only then will they begin to be emboldened to stand up for what they do believe in. And that's exactly what took place yesterday through Cracker Barrel. Again, Cracker Barrel wanted to shut down the message of Duck Dynasty, you know, the gospel of Jesus Christ in essence, because that's what I'm standing with. Never watched an episode of Duck Dynasty a day in my life. But if there's going to be someone that's going to be willing to stand up for who we are and what we are, I'm going to stand behind him 100%, and that's exactly where I'm at. And apparently that's exactly where the American people are today concerning this whole issue as well. So I'm pleased to see what's going on. Aside of that, Stan, I do thank you for having me on the radio. I wanted to talk a little bit about how when we see where we're at as a country, namely in the public school systems, it's interesting that we're, you know, always told that the Christians are going to lose their rights. The Christians continuously capitulate. Let me equate that with the American people and the conservatives as well, because it's all stemmed from the same Jesus Christ. When we call ourselves conservatives, when we call ourselves patriots, we're all saying the same thing. We're one and the same. But when you look at the premise of who we are and where it is that we came from, first of all, we have to understand our foundations. And when I look at the Declaration of Independence, I can see it says, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I'm sorry. And it's interesting, again, is if you when you read that document, we can see that our rights are derived from our Creator, not outside of that. And then when you begin to read the Bill of Rights, you can see it says, Article 1, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. That's the Christian religion under the umbrella of the Christian religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition government for a redress of grievances. Might I add, where it says in Article 1 of the Bill of Rights, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, you have to remember that God has not given us a right nowhere as our Creator to violate His moral law. So when we talk about rights, we have to keep in mind that our rights are only confined within what God said we could do and what we couldn't do. So aside of that, what I did is I did a radio interview not too long ago, and when I was on this radio interview, the show host said to me, he said, Christian religion is under incessant attack in public schools. He complained that soon we would have not the right to say certain things in public schools. And I said to him on this interview, Stan, friends, does that sound like the America that you know? Because I said to him, I said, sir, I got to remind you of something. And he had asked me, well, what is that, Bradley? I said, you've never lost the...
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Trace Margaritas in Greeley thanks all the brave men and women in the armed forces who have served our country. To those heroes back home from missions abroad, know that your dedication, selflessness, and courage are appreciated. May God bless America. This message is from Trace Margaritas, 2319 8th Avenue in Greeley. Call 970-378-6662. That's 970-378-6662. Offering a 20% discount to veterans and those who served in our armed forces. If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, our guest this morning, Bradley Dean. And Bradley, go right ahead with what you were saying.
Well, actually, what I was talking about was the fact that I laid out the premise of the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, Article 1. And then I started talking about how I was doing a radio interview. And while I was doing that radio interview, the show host actually had said to me, the Christian religion, he said, it's under incessant attack at public schools. He complained that soon we would not have the right to say certain things in public schools. If I can give you a little background, I've done over 350 high schools. I do colleges all across the country. I've done tea parties all across the country, churches, festivals, so on and so forth. I do a radio show 6 days a week called SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. That airs in 53 countries. So in saying that, that's why we were having this conversation in the first place, because we were talking about a recent victory that we just had at Boca Raton High School in Florida. It was actually called Spanish River High School. I'll get to that in just a couple minutes. But while I was talking about the victory that we took place, he was capitulating in the face of what the state-run media was actually promulgating. And what they were promulgating, obviously, is lines between church and state. I'll get to that in just a couple minutes as well. But before I get there, I had to tell this radio show host who said that, you know what, pretty soon the Christians aren't going to have any rights at all. Well, when we read Scripture, we can see that we have to fight the good fight of faith. And when we want to preserve the freedoms that have been given unto us, we have to keep in mind that our forefathers inscripted on the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C., that eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. So if we want to be free, then we're going to have to remain fighting or stay in the position of always being diligent about preserving or even staying engaged in the fight to preserve our liberties in which we have. I said to him after he told me that, you know, pretty soon the Christians aren't going to have rights at all, I said, let me remind you something, sir. I said, we've never lost the right. I said, we hear about what we can't do in public schools and what we can do in public schools or in the public arena for the most part. I said, the problem is those that profess their faith in the first place have forfeited their rights because they've never lost their rights. Now, I've done enough high schools where I've gotten in trouble to know the difference. And every time I've gotten in trouble, that's all I had to do is go back to the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution of the United States, in Article 1 of the Bill of Rights, and any attorney in this country knows that I still have the right. I've never lost that. But the American people are under the delusion that they can't do what they've always been, you know, entitled to do, and that is to maintain their rights. For example, students have the right to pray on a public school campus. They've never lost the right. Students have the right to read their Bible on a public school campus. They've never lost the right. Students have the right to form religious clubs on campuses because they've never lost the right. Students have the right to hand out tracts, flyers, or other religious materials on campus. Why? Because they've never lost the right. Students have the right to do research papers, speeches, so on and so forth with Christian themes on them. Why? Again, and I'm not being facetious, and I don't mean to be rhetorical, but friends, we need to keep in mind that we've never lost our rights. Students have the right to be exempt from participating in assignments that are contrary to their religious beliefs. Again, why? Because they've never lost their rights. Students have the right to discuss religious issues even though other students may overhear them. But despite the fact that we have rights, friends, it amazes me how much people and how much time people will spend proclaiming defeat and giving power over to corruption when they still have the freedom to do the right thing, because we do. Now, let me give you a couple for instances. We did a high school assembly in Boca Raton, Florida. When we first got there, now keep in mind, I'm a national figure. My ministry is high profile. I have the left, as you know it, constantly, incessantly attacking me, trying to discredit everything I do. But it's interesting how the left, as you know it, the only thing that they do attack are those that do speak forth the truth for the most part. In saying that, while I was at Boca Raton High School, they advertised the fact that I was going to be there 3 weeks prior. They had posters all over the school campus. Bradley Dean's going to be here speaking to a after-school program class. Well, when I got there, there was a feminine individual that walked up to me right when all the students were gathering around to come into the class, and we had this all on film, and he said, children, he said, I just want to let you know that everything that this man is going to tell you is a complete lie. And I looked over at him, and I said, I thought you said that you people didn't know exactly who I was. They were simply trying to shut me down because they said I wasn't properly vetted, yet my posters were up for 3 weeks. And for some reason, this effeminate individual who said he claimed, claimed that he did not know who I was and I wasn't properly vetted, friends, all of a sudden he said everything I was going to say was completely false. It was a lie. Before I knew it, I had a whole school of kids gathered around me because they wanted to see what the big fuss was. It's interesting. Scripture says, where I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto thee. Well, what this man was doing was drawing a crowd for me, and it was working for the gospel of Jesus Christ. As he did that, we had, again, all this on film. Before I knew it, the assistant that brought us in there was on the phone with Liberty Council out of Virginia, Lynchburg, Virginia. They're friends of ours. And they got the attorney on the phone. I talked to him for just a minute. I told him what happened. He said, Bradley, you will be on that high school campus within 3 weeks doing your high school program. Now, I wanted to finish the story. What I did, after this individual grew this crowd for me, what I did is I took them outside of the off the school parking lot, and we went over, stayed on school grounds. I did my high school assembly program for these students regardless. Now, when I did that, I left. I got on the phone with our friends over at Liberty Council again in Lynchburg, Virginia. And when I did that, they had sent a letter to the school the very next day. Before I knew it, they were backtracking. The only thing that they didn't offer us was a steak dinner and lobster. Within 3 weeks, I was called by Liberty Council, and they said, Bradley, can you go back to Boca Raton, Spanish River High School? I said, yes, sir, I can. I got back on an airplane, flew back. When I got into that particular school, we were escorted into the classroom of the teacher that said that we would not be doing our high school assembly at their school that day. Interestingly enough, after my program was over, friends, that teacher that said that I was not welcome there, that said I was not properly vetted, and everything that I was going to say was a lie, was the first individual to come up to me and apologize and tell me thank you very much for coming to a school and sharing my content with him. Now, my point is this, friends, we've never lost the right. Interestingly enough as well, Stan, I thought you'd find this to be interesting. When we were there the first time and they kicked us out, we called the churches, the local churches, to see if we could bring the students over there to do the high school program. None of the churches that were local to the high school were interested in actually helping us through this little dilemma that we were having. Instead of standing up when they should have stood up, they stood down. And we see this continuously happen across this country. Out of the 350 high schools that we have done in this country, friends, almost without fail, if there was opposition, it was coming from the professed church. Why? Because they said that there was lines between the church and state. Who was saying this? It wasn't the heathens. It was the professed church. These were the people that were standing around saying, we have no king but King Caesar, rather than King Jesus, who gave them the rights. Scripture tells us that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Not where the spirit of the state is. We don't derive our just powers from the consent of the government or the state. We derive them from God. By the way, John F. Kennedy said that in part. When you go to the Constitution of the United States, nowhere in the Constitution of the United States is separation of church and state. Nowhere in your Bill of Rights does it say separation of church and state. Nowhere in your Declaration of Independence does it say anything about separation of church and state. Nowhere in any founding documents is there any phrase separation of church and state. You can't find it. Now, what's interesting about that is Thomas Jefferson, he used that in a letter to Nehemiah Dodge and others on a committee concerning Danbury Association, the Baptist Church in 1802. What Thomas Jefferson stated was the First Amendment has erected a wall of separation between church and state. In other words, that wall was a one-dimensional wall, and it keeps the government from running the church the way it's attempting to do it today, friends. But it makes sure that Christian principles will always stay in government. Why? Because God is the one that gave them to you. Now, what's also interesting about that, we've all heard that lines between church and state from who? ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union. For those that did not know this, I don't know that you know this, Stan, but it was interesting that the ACLU was actually busted for omitting certain portions of Article 1 of the Bill of Rights on their website. They put, Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech, ... That was the ACLU's version. Now, it's interesting, when you read Article 1 of the Bill of Rights, it says, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. What did they omit? Religion, prohibiting the free exercise thereof. They didn't want that out there. And when we go back to the founder of those that had actually come up with lines between church and state, by the way, friends, it's found in Article 52 of the USSR. It's communism. Do you remember Joseph Stalin? He's the guy that said, America is like a healthy body, and its resistance is threefold. It's patriotism, it's morality, and it's spiritual life. Stalin said, if we can undermine these three areas, America will collapse from within. So what's under attack? And who's doing the attacking? Roger Baldwin, the founder of the ACLU, he's the man that said the end of the ACLU is communism. So what are we dealing with? We're dealing with the professed church in America that believes the lie because they've never taken the time to say thank you to those that fought, bled, and died and sacrificed their all to give us our founding documents. I want to say one more thing about lines between church and state. James Wilson, Supreme Court Justice, drafter of the Constitution, signer of the Declaration of Independence, listen carefully as to what he said. He said, far from being rivals or enemies, he said, religion and law are twin sisters, friends, and mutual assistance. He said, indeed, these two sciences run into each other. Well, let's contrast that with Mr. Roger Baldwin, from the founder, again, of the American Civil Liberties Union. Roger Baldwin said, I am for socialism, disarmament, and ultimately for the abolishing of the state itself. I seek the social ownership of property, the abolition of the propriety class, and the sole control of those who produce wealth. He said, communism is the goal. Now, let me bring you back to Thomas Jefferson again, who's accused of lines between church and state, completely contradicts everything that he said and meant. He was the president of public schools, friends, the third president of the United States was, in the D.C. district. And what's interesting, when you do a little homework on Thomas Jefferson, you'll find that the two books that he strongly suggested for high schools was Watts' Hymnals and the Bible. I know this just tears everything down that you've been told, but that's my job. I want America to be liberated, and I want them to stand up and fight, if they're willing to do that, to understand that we've never lost the right. For those that did not know, setting the record straight again, because many university professors purposely indoctrinate their students with the contrived myth that Thomas Jefferson cut the Bible into pieces, sewed together the portions he agreed with, and got rid of the rest. But friends, you got to keep in mind that Thomas Jefferson, he's the one that worked extensively for religious liberty under the umbrella of Christianity. If you keep in mind as well, Jefferson's request on his headstone read, "The author, the statute of Virginia for religious freedoms." He didn't say bondages, he said freedoms. This is over the top of his grave. Jefferson helped found the Virginia Bible Society with a substantial financial contributor as well. He had a long history of working with missionaries, specifically those bringing Christianity to the Native Americans. And to that end, this is important, Jefferson took two different Bibles from the White House and created a condensed version of the Gospels, not excluding the miracles the way that you're told today, just the exact opposite, but taking out the redundancies. Because this was shortened.
I'm just about out of time, but I just wanted to mention that chiseled into the Jefferson Memorial in Washington, D.C. are Jefferson's words, "God who gave us life, gave us liberty. Can the liberty of a nation be secure when the conviction has been forgotten that liberty is the gift of God? I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever." Those are the words of Thomas Jefferson, who you were told didn't believe in God, and he was anti-Christian. This was not true at all. If you read his writings, he may have questioned some of the divinity of Jesus Christ, but not his teaching at all. He considered himself a Christian. Christianity is the very foundation of my nation. We'll be back in just a moment here.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
To bring home the biggest Christmas tree, you better have the right trucks. The Ram lineup, with best-in-class 850 pound-feet of torque, best-in-class 7,320-pound payload, best-in-class towing capacity of up to 30,000 pounds, and best-in-class 25 miles per gallon highway. They're the hardest working trucks that might just pull off a holiday miracle. Come get some of the best deals of the year at the Ram Big Finish event. Well qualified lessees of competitive vehicles get a low mileage lease on the 2014 Ram 1500 Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a Hemi V8 engine for $199 a month for 27 months with $2719 due at signing. Tax, title, and license extra. 350, 3500 pickups. Available Cummins diesel. Payload based on available 6.4-liter gas V8. Based on Ram 3500 Tradesman ST regular cab dually when properly equipped. EPA estimated 25 mpg highway based on V6 4x2. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. 25-cent charge for each mile over 22,500. Requires dealer contribution, at least through Chrysler Capital. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 1-6.
Did you call an 800 or an 888 number for a free report on gold and silver? From people who claim they make no money? Did you get stuck with a bunch of foreign coins that you can't pronounce? Do you have rare coins that nobody can possibly value, or worse yet, rare coins from a sunken ship? Do you find out they really did make money on you? Are you getting called constantly by telemarketers to buy more or trade every day? Then most likely you've already lost a lot of money. Even if gold doubles or triples from here, you will still lose money. We can help. It's not too late to get your holdings into American products and still take advantage of major market moves. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592. No hassle, no hype, no bait and switch, and no complaints. After two decades of service, we're still here for you. Call 1-800-951-0592 or go to allamericangold.com and you'll be treated with honesty and respect You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest this morning, Bradley Dean. Bradley, before we go on, would you like to tell our listeners how they get in touch with your ministry, get your material, and hear your radio program?
Yes, my name is Bradley Dean, double E, by the way, if you do a Google search. If you'd like to check out YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com. That is the portion of my ministry where we've done high schools across the country. We actually have a documentary out there right now called My War, and it shows you a lot of the things that we're talking about right now. I explained to the parents as to what's going on in public schools across the country, and again, that is called My War. You can go to YouCanRunInternational.com. Also have a brand-new comic book out, and that was part of the video, and then at the end of the comic book, you can see that there's a test for the students after they watch the video and read the comic book, and it basically lays out the two foundations. It was George Washington that rightly said religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society, and when you begin to look at what I laid out, I did my best to show people who it is that we are, where we came from, therefore to empower them to know where they're going. And if you'd like to check that out again, friends, that's called My War. It's a comic book by Danny Buonanotte, a comic artist for Marvel and DC Comics, second to none, and that is YouCanRunInternational.com. If you'd like to listen to us on the radio, we are on 6 days a week with Genesis Communication Network, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Okay, go right ahead, and certainly I recommend to our listeners to listen to Bradley. His information is great, reliable, and go right ahead with your story.
But what I'd like to, right before the break, Stan, what I was talking about was Thomas Jefferson, because what happens is when they can't, and I'm talking about those that mean to upend the Constitution of the United States, those that are spending more time attempting to discredit or basically rewrite our history, if they can't just go off straight facts, what they do is then they go to the author, and then they try to create the author, such as our forefathers, to be a bunch of deists and, you know, non-Christians, so on and so forth, because they want to create a country that looks just like them. When in fact, if that was the case, then why are they attacking our Constitution and our forefathers continuously? And as I was saying, if they can't do that, then what they do is they begin to try to create that individual to look just like them. But when we're looking at Thomas Jefferson and setting the record straight, you can't get away from the fact of who this man was. By the way, Thomas Jefferson also said that he was the real sort of Christian. He was raised Anglican. And when you begin to look at his writings, there's no question as to what he believed in. And there's no question, I mean, again, when we look at the Declaration of Independence, he's the one that was talking about how we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. And, of course, that's where we receive our rights. And when you go to the Thomas Rotunda in Thomas Jefferson Rotunda in Washington, D.C., Stan, you had given a quote earlier, and that was exactly right on the money. I mean, there's just no way we can get away from who our Father is and who our God is in Jesus Christ in this country. But setting the record straight with Thomas Jefferson again, I also wanted people to understand that Thomas Jefferson is the president, the third president, who worked extensively for religious liberty. Thomas Jefferson, his headstone read, author the Statute of Virginia for Religious Freedom. Jefferson helped found the Virginia Bible Society, and he was a substantial financial contributor as well, He had a long history of working with missionaries, specifically those bringing Christianity to the Native Americans. Now, this is what I want to clarify right here. Jefferson took two different Bibles from the White House and created a condensed version of the Gospels. Listen carefully, friends. Not excluding miracles, but taking out the redundancies. This was a shortened work titled by Jefferson. Now, listen again carefully. The Life and Morals of Jesus of Nazareth. What have the atheists, the revisionists, what have they titled it? Jefferson's Bible. Well, that's not what Thomas Jefferson titled it. Thomas Jefferson titled it The Life and Morals of Jesus of Nazareth. The work was reprinted and given to members of Congress upon taking office, a 50-year tradition that carried into the 20th century. I go on. It's filled with the accounts of miracles, raising the dead, healing lepers, multiplying food for thousands, heaven, hell, and the resurrection of the Son of God. That was to be highlighted, not omitted. That was the purpose for the extraction. It wasn't to go to the natives and say, hey, listen, I don't believe, so therefore I don't want you to believe. No, he was highlighting the miracles of Jesus. Because what happens, friends, again, as I was saying right before this, to the point I'm at right now, it's interesting that to distort America's history is a complete lie. And I just want to say this, lying is not permissible by law. And what we need to understand is that the atheists, those that have been attempting to create the Thomas Jefferson that you now know through the ACLU, for example, is under a different set of rules and laws than the American people have been established. So when you begin to look at your foundations and you listen to what they have to say about who we are, it's completely contrary to who we are. And they love to do this. And again, what we need to do is we need to just take the broom, sweep off the dust, and begin to look at the foundations to understand who we really are. And the other thing is, this is what's most important, is we need to pay attention to the fruit on the trees of our forefathers. Not what men say about the tree or what men say about the fruit. No, what is the fruit? And when we begin to look at the atheist again and those that are warring against our Constitution, we understand who they are. They are anti-American in every sense of the word. Now, let me get back to some of these high school assemblies, because I started the show off talking about how a show host said to me, you know, the Christian religion is under incessant attack. Pretty soon we're not going to be able to say anything. We're going to lose our rights, so on and so forth. He was capitulating. And then I had shared with him, as I did with you, that we've never lost the right. Friends, we have never lost the right. I did another high school in Kabul, Missouri. Highest crystal methane rate in the country. Highest pregnancy rate in the country. Matter of fact, when we were on our way out to Kabul High School, I remember we were driving through that state, and I just found out that they have the highest teen pregnancy rate in the whole country. What was interesting about Missouri, friends, is when I was driving through Missouri, I seen all of these billboards, you know, adult bookstore, mature audiences only. And I looked over at the bus driver, and I said, isn't it interesting what the older generation is teaching the younger generation? Because we know Jesus said wisdom is justified by your children. See, we can't complain about what we train up. We can't complain about what we tolerate because we're guilty of raising that next generation up. I looked over at the bus driver and I said, isn't it interesting that they're teaching the younger generation that you cannot become a full-fledged pervert until you're the age of 18 years old? And I said, isn't it also interesting that is completely contrary to the way that we have been established as a country? And here we are. So back to Kabul High School, got into the high school, starting to do the program. I started to advocate life span. I started to advocate the preservation and the protection of the baby in the womb. And I was shown this picture of Samuel Armus, who had spinal bifida, and the mother chose life, the father chose life for their baby, so they opened the womb, and they wanted to fix the baby's spine. Well, when they cut the womb open, the mother's stomach open, the baby, Samuel Armus, put his arm outside and grabbed the doctor's finger. Just gets me thinking about it, guys. And I was showing this to the students in the high school, 600 students. And you could just see them light up because they don't know what infanticide is. They don't know what abortion is. They're just told that there's, you know, it's not alive yet, it's a fetus, it's this small thing that doesn't matter yet. And what you got to do, friends, you got to ask the grown-ups that say that, well, what are you? You're a grown-up fetus. Back to my point. When I was shown him this picture, all of a sudden the principal came out. And he said, if this offends anybody to the students, he said, you can leave. One student and one teacher got up and walked out. One. And by the way, the student was actually...
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. for your free consultation and no-obligation quote. Give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Tri-Property Management and Greeley asks everyone to get involved in our community this holiday season. Whether it's food for a family in crisis, a toy for a needy child, care packages for military members, or giving the gift of life by giving blood, you can make a difference and directly affect someone's life. Be a part of something great. This message from Tri-Property in Greeley. For a full range of homes or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or visit triplacestolive.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back for the last segment here with Bradley Dean this morning. Go right ahead, Bradley.
As I was saying during that break, I was right at the hot point too, Stan. But anyways, in saying that, we were in a high school assembly program with the highest crystal methane rate in the country in Kabul, Missouri, and the highest pregnancy rate, teen pregnancy rate in the country. And I was advocating life, and there's a famous picture of Samuel Armus who put his hand outside his arm. He reached out when the doctor opened the womb. The baby reached out and grabbed the doctor's finger. Interestingly enough as well, friends, just a little rabbit trail on this one. The individual that took that famous picture, his life was threatened several times. And of course it was through the abortion industry because they didn't want people to see that there was life inside of the womb. Obviously there was. So anyways, back to the story, when I was showing this picture, the principal actually walked out and said to the students, there were 600 students there on bleachers, and he said, if this offends anybody, you can go ahead and leave. And one teacher and one student got up and walked out. I looked at him and I said, fair enough. By the way, this is on our documentary, My War, as well. You can run international.com if you'd like to see that. When I was going through the process of just kind of, well, I was kind of walking outside of a little shock that he'd actually had the audacity to step in my assembly and do that. I just said, fair enough. Okay, that's fair enough. Nobody left. It was as if the hand of God came down literally and put him there and just said, no, just wait a second. You're not going anywhere. A couple minutes later, I go on. The principal comes back out because he was offended that none of the students were offended at what I was showing them. It backfired. Completely backfired. Friends, listen to me. It completely backfired on what they were trying to force them to do or to learn, to be indoctrinated, to believe that, you know, it's no big deal to just go ahead and kill a baby in the womb. Well, again, they didn't know this. A couple minutes later, he comes out and he said, assembly over. He stops the assembly. He lies to the students. He says there's an emergency at the school. Now, what most people are never going to know, if the state-run media got involved, they'd be saying Bradley Dean's in there, you know, causing tumults and uproars in public schools, when in fact, I think, America, you'll appreciate this, that 600 students minus two, which would be 598, including the teacher faculty, stood up. They gave me a standing ovation for standing for life. And when the American people begin to understand that we still have the right, but we just have to fight for the right, we're going to win the day. Because what's going on in public school, friends, concerning what I do in ministry, the students are not swallowing the pill. Though we can see them act out what they're taught, keep in mind, they're dropped off at the school gate by 86% of those that complain about what's going on in this administration illegally. Federal government is violating Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. They don't have the right to indoctrinate your students. William Bennett, Secretary of Education under Ronald Reagan, back in the 80s, said the longer students stay in public schools, the dumber or the stupider they get. And if you look at the fruit from that tree, you can see it's true. It doesn't fall too far from that tree of stupidity. Over 700,000 students in public schools every year in this country cannot even read their own graduation diplomas. Now, friends, again, these are our kids. And if you want to sit back and think that Barack Hussein Obama, might I add, is stupid, you might also want to pay attention to the fact that he's not too stupid to go to the right people, because back in 2008, 68% of those that voted for Barack Hussein Obama were between the ages of 18 and 31 years old. Why do I do high school assemblies? Because I know that if we don't sow seed today, we're going to reap a curse tomorrow. And I believe it was Abraham Lincoln that was, well, he was actually merited as saying this quote. He said that the philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation, he said, will be the philosophy taught in government in the next. Many people dispute that Abraham Lincoln said that, but it's still true. And what we're going to see is if we think things are bad now, we might want to take a little time and read Obamacare, because you can see death panels, so on and so forth. If you think things are bad now, just wait until this next generation is raised up. If we don't love them enough to fight for them now, guess what? They're not going to love us enough to protect us when we're older. Common sense tells me we have to fight for them, because that's where our future lies, is in our posterity. And by the way, that's what our forefathers had actually recited, or actually laid out in the Constitution, the preamble of the Constitution of the United States of America. I'll give you another story. I did a high school assembly in Lincoln, Arkansas. I was talking about the Constitution of the United States of America. When I was doing that particular school, I was about 15, 20 minutes, somewhere between 15 and 20 minutes into that assembly. 700 students in this particular school. All of a sudden, a little waddly guy walks down and says, Bradley Dean, right in front of all of his students, he says, can I speak to you for a minute? I thought, well, this is a little bizarre, odd timing. I said, sure. The superintendent looks over at the students and says, I'll be right back. We walk outside. We no sooner walk outside, and I find out that the Christian principal didn't like the fact that we were playing Christian music in their public school. Friends, we never lost the right. All of a sudden, I looked at him, and I said, we're going to have a serious problem here. I said, because if you shut down this assembly, it's going to completely backfire. All of a sudden, while we were having a conversation, friends, this is stuff that you will never hear. That's why you have Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty and Stan Monteith live every 6 days a week. Here's the deal. All of a sudden, I started hearing 700 feet in unison hit the floor. And what was coming out of their mouth at the same time, friends, was this. Let him speak. Let him speak. Let him speak. Friends, the younger generation wants to hear somebody speak the truth. I wasn't going into that public school giving them my opinion. I was only going in there and giving them the facts. I don't like giving my opinion, because when I give my opinion, that's where I get in trouble. But if you ask me for my opinion, I'll give you my opinion. As long as we're all rooted in the same principles. 700 feet in unison saying, let him speak. Let him speak. Friends, again, let me go back to our posterity. They want someone to stand up and fight for them, and I'm willing to do that. And we can win the day, but that's where we have to go to win the day. And again, when we contrast that with what President Barack Hussein Obama is doing, he is emulating dictators. He's going to the younger generation, and we need to use a little common sense and do the same thing. Well, what's my point?
We're out of time, Bradley. God bless you for everything you do. We'll look forward to having you back again in the not-too-distant future right here on the American Freedom Network. Have a wonderful and glorious Christmas, and remember the reason for the season.
Thanks. Amen. Merry Christmas, Stan.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Yeah,
should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly it's the day before Christmas. I want you to know we're not going to be with you the rest of this week. We're going to take off Thursday and Friday, I'd say 2 days after Christmas. So we won't be back with you until the following Monday. We do certainly want to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Because basically we're trying to bring you the guests, to bring you the information, to understand the fact that there is a conspiracy against Christianity. There's an organized, orchestrated, very well-financed movement in America to destroy the Christian foundation of this country. There's a small group of very wealthy and powerful people with an intense hatred of Christianity, and they control the wealth of this nation. They control our banking system. They control our corporations. They have the people planted within our military and our educational system. They even have them planted within our churches, which is why they've changed the music and the message of our churches. They control both political parties, and they control the 6 or 7 major corporations that control the vast majority of our media and ultimately largely determine what the American people think and believe. And they're heading us into some terrible catastrophic situations. It looks, everything looks like it's only a matter of time before there is another terrible, terrible war. Only in this instance, we're not going to escape devastation. As we did during World War I when Europe was destroyed, but America certainly was relatively untouched other than the tragedy of the 400,000 men we lost. Why, the average American really wasn't concerned about the war, unless it was his son or his daughter who died. Well, certainly the Second World War came, First World War, Second World War. But another war is coming. Why? Because these people are planning it, and they're doing everything they can to set us up, to build up the power of the communist Chinese. Why do you think that we are giving them all the special benefits as far as tariffs? In other words, we charge low tariffs on their goods coming into America, and they charge high tariffs on our products going to China. We encourage our corporations to move to China by the regulations we put on corporations here and by our tax laws, which reward people for moving out of America to other countries, specifically to China. This is not happening by accident. We're building up the best enemy money could buy in preparation for the coming war. And you must understand that behind all of this are powerful satanic forces. There really are people who worship Satan today. There are satanic organizations working at the highest levels of our government. And the fact that no one is telling you this is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what they